Hi, my name's Austin, and I'm 23 years old. I'm gonna tell you my crazy life story today. But before that, please don't forget to subscribe to the channel to show your support to me. It all started when I graduated from college. Like every other person, I was looking for a job. I'll admit, my grades were not really good, so it was quite difficult to find a job. I applied to a lot of companies and got rejected by many of them. One day, I went for an interview to a very reputed company. The weird thing was that I was the only job applicant there. Everywhere else, the competition was tough. I was asked to wait for a few minutes. I almost fainted from shock when I saw the CEO of the company making her way towards me. I thought that she was just passing by, but it turned out that she was going to interview me. Could it get any worse than this? I entered the office nervously. She was quite intimidating, and being in her presence alone was enough to make me sweat nervously. "Please take a seat," she said politely. I sat down and opened my mouth to say something, but she beat me to it. "I've gone through your resume already," she said. "I won't lie, it's not really the best, but it's not that bad either. I don't really care about your grades. What matters here is your performance. You'll be on probation for the first few weeks. I'll observe you closely. If you're suitable for the job, you'll get it." Well, this wasn't even an interview. She had gotten straight to business. I guess I was lucky since there were no other applicants. Maybe that's why they hired me. "Sure," I replied. "What do I have to do? When should I start?"
"You can start today," she said. "We don't have time to waste. You'll be working as my personal assistant."
I nodded. "Okay, ma'am."
"No need for formalities. You can call me Bianca."
She smiled. She may have seemed nice, but something about her was unsettling. Were all employers this kind? I didn't think much about it, though, because I desperately needed the job. No one else was going to hire me. I had messed up my grades big time, so it was better to seize the opportunity that I was getting. My work started slow. I was shown around the office, and Bianca asked me to bring some files to her, and get familiar to her schedule. Things were going quite smoothly, until it was time to leave. It was about 7 in the evening, and everyone had already left. I was getting ready to leave too when Bianca appeared in front of me.
"Where do you think you're going?" she asked.
"I'm going back home," I responded uncertainly.
"Who said you could do that?" she frowned. "Your work is not over yet. You have to read some files and make a summary before the meeting that's scheduled for tomorrow morning."
"What?" I gaped at her. But why didn't you tell me earlier?"
"Because I needed you to do other jobs then," she replied. "Did you think this job was easy? Why do you think no one else applied for the position?"
Oh God, was this job really that bad? What had I gotten myself into?
"Don't worry, it's not as scary as you think," Bianca said. "You'll get used to it. Come, I'll show you something."
She brought me to her office and leaned under the desk to show me what looked like a rectangular opening. My eyes widened when I saw it. I mean, I didn't have the chance to be on this side of the desk, so I hadn't noticed this earlier. It was quite crazy. There was a whole path, led by stairs. Bianca went down and asked me to follow. I hesitantly went in after her, and a few seconds later, I found myself standing in a small, dark room.
"This is a special room, where my personal assistants are supposed to live," she informed me. "It's yours now."
"What? Why?" I exclaimed. "I don't want to live here. I have a perfectly good home."
"What about your work?" she raised an eyebrow. "It's not a simple 9-to-5 job. You have to start early in the morning and stay here as long as I want you to. Now, don't waste my time and get started with the files. I'll see you tomorrow."
Before I could protest further, she turned around and left. I stood there in shock for some time before coming back to my senses. I couldn't believe that this was really happening to me. I hardly found a job, and it turned out to be like this. I was in no position to quit, either. I decided to stay there for a night and finish my work. I would talk to Bianca the next day and tell her to make some different arrangements. The next day, after the meeting, when I talked to her, she started laughing.
"I think I went too easy on you," she shook her head with a smile. bold of you to come here and make such demands from me. Who do you think is the boss here?
I'm sorry if I crossed a line, I quickly said, but please try to understand. Working like this is a bit... it's uncomfortable for me.
Well, deal with it, she replied. You're getting paid, and you should be thankful that I even provided you with a room. I could have made you sleep on the cold office floor, you know.
I was starting to understand now why no one wanted to work as her assistant. This was downright cruel. I tolerated this mistreatment for the next few days, living and sleeping in the room under Bianca's desk. As I said, I was desperate. She used to make me work like a slave, find faults with everything I did, and then make me do it again and again. Every day was the same. I barely got time for myself. Heck, I couldn't even find time to sleep. I tried to talk to the other employees, but no one was ready to hear a word against her. They used to literally worship the ground she walked on. I mean, yeah, she was hot, but her personality sucked. Or could it be that I was the only one she used to treat like that? Because everyone else seemed quite happy and satisfied with her. Whatever it was, I decided that the job was not worth it. I would rather work part-time in a convenience store. So, one day, I went to Bianca's to let her know that I wanted to quit. I stood waiting in front of her desk as she was reading a file. She looked up after a few minutes.
What is it? She inquired. Why are you slacking off?
I want to quit, I said. I've written my resignation letter. Here. I took out the letter from my pocket and placed it on the desk.
Oh, really? That's quite interesting. She leaned forward in her seat. Can you please pass me the letter? I can't reach it.
Ugh, she was still using me like a slave. I slid the letter towards her, and in the process, my hand collided with something that was kept on the desk. There was a loud crashing sound, and I almost jumped from fright. On a closer look, I realized that it was a perfume bottle.
I'm sorry, I apologized. I didn't do it on purpose. Oh my god! Bianca exclaimed. That was a limited edition product. Do you know what I had to go through to get that? And do you know how much it costs?
I'll compensate you for it, I said. I really didn't mean to do it.
Ha! She smirked. Compensate me? It's worth more than your life. You won't be able to pay back even if you work here forever.
She showed me the bill, and I knew that she wasn't lying. That's when I knew that I had landed myself in a really big mess. Is this what they called hitting rock bottom? Then what else can I do? I asked, trying to keep my voice steady. This wasn't going in a good direction.
First of all, she picked up my resignation letter and tore it apart. Forget about quitting this job. You and I both know that you won't be able to find another job like this. And I'll have no option but to sue you if you don't compensate me for the damage.
I gulped. But I won't be able to do it either way.
Yeah, but since I'm generous, I'll give you another way out. She smiled. Just keep working here like you're already doing. You'll have to stay in the room that I provided you with. Also, you can't tell anyone about this whole thing, or I'll take that as an invitation to sue you. I'll get a contract made with all these points and send it to you later.
But this is too much, I protested. I can't do this forever. I want to work, but I can't keep living here.
She sighed. Look, I'm being really kind right now. Don't tick me off or I might take back my offer.
Well, what other choice did I have? I had to go through with that contract and keep slaving for her. I am writing this story from the room where I'm currently stuck. I don't see any hope for my future. I'm literally stuck here.